part of the bearded, long-haired young hippie in residence.
Yeah, this this strikes me very much. Before I went off to New York, and New York really didn't have any magical impact in making me grow my hair or growing a beard or anything like that. But it, you know, I'm sort of post-beatnik and pre-hippie. You know, I'm 24 years old, and I'm sort of like, I'm almost out of the mainstream of the youth element in America today. I'm getting close to that 30 when they're going to put me in a detention camp. And I feel that when I go to a grocery store and a mother will clutch to her little children as I walk down the aisle with my shopping cart, that this is really sad. Now, do I look that threatening? Do I look like I'm going to, you know, kick her child in the shins and break her neck or something? I don't think so, but yet this mother has this response just to my image, that she has to be so protective and she has so much fear. I'll walk down the street and someone will pass me and make a snide comment. You know, is all this really necessary? Am I hurting them in any way? As Beverly was saying about the Constitution, you know, as long as you're not impinging on anyone else's rights, this country gives you a license to do, act, and think as you like. And somehow we're being lied to. This isn't really happening in America today. And I think a lot of, perhaps the majority of youth today, are truly feeling this in one way or another. I certainly feel, at least somehow, how a black person may feel prejudiced against. Of course, I must say it must be much smaller than the way a black person feels. Because when I walk into a restaurant and in my neighborhood, and I'll sit down and I'll be the last one to be waited on, because everyone else there is a straight-looking person. And now here I've lived there all my life. I'm no different than I was 4 years ago. Maybe a little more educated, that's all, but that's rather minor. Yet, how come I have to be the last one to be waited on? I was in line, I was waiting.
You suddenly became black.
Yeah, overnight, in my own neighborhood. And then it's a neighborhood also, you know, that like you say, you know, is a large majority of the silent majority is there. Well, that's fine, that's good, these people are entitled to their ideas, but must they subject them upon my being?
Andy, I'm thinking about this neighborhood itself. Are there a number like you there? Yes, have friends returned who live in this neighborhood most of their lives?
Yeah, the kids I went to high school with, and now that they've been
sporting long hair?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Long hair and beads and things like that, you know, the whole hippie thing.
Mrs. Meyer, your thoughts?
Well, I'm just wondering, I'm an older person, of course, than Andy, a mother of a daughter who went to school with Andrew. What the sign, or what, you know, is this Andy coming out? Is this the kids today expressing themselves in the way that they want to? Is this their thing? Or, you know, just basically, I'm not afraid of, you know, seeing a fellow with a beard and long hair going down the street. But when I pass this person, I wonder, well, now, is he rebelling against society? Is he rebelling against something in the home? Or just why is he doing this? Because it's not, you know, the general consensus of today, as it were.
I think the fear that most of America feels when they encounter a person with long hair is precisely the idea that these people with the hair and the beards are not going to fit into the mainstream of American society. These people, you know, everyone stereotypes. Hippies stereotype, you know, greasers will stereotype, middle America will stereotype, blacks will stereotype. And when one encounters a person of a hippie countenance, they stereotype an image of someone who's going to immediately go off to a commune. They're not going to buy a car on payments, therefore they're not going to support the American economy. And after all, the American economy makes this whole nation of ours go around. Now, if you have enough of these people, pretty soon we won't have this great land of ours any longer, right? And I think that's the fear that really strikes the hearts of people. When one isn't going to support the system that is now established, then everything will break down. Therefore, their personal property goes right out the window, and all these other ideas that people have worked very hard for. But what they don't remember is that yet these people with long hair must eat, and they are dependent upon the system. They will want some place to live, and there are things within the American system that are very, very good. you know, the democratic process and all. Unfortunately, it's just a relatively few that make it bad for everyone. I think that's the case in all things. You
Are
know.
You working, though? Does it, an employer, you know, today take people with long hair? Do you find it hard to...
It is more difficult to get a job, yes, but it's not impossible. I think this summer, if you were to ask me right now, am I employed, I'd have to tell you no. Of course, there are certain reasons why I'm not, one of which was I was 1A, and no one was... It's hard to get a job when you're 1A, let alone the hair, you know? And now these problems have been rectified, and I am free to seek employment. But it's going to be hard with the nature of the economy and in the way it is.